Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast, brought to you by Intent Freak and Freaky Productions. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Long time no talk. Yeah, I've been busy looking for jobs. Job hunting sucks. I mean, what really sucks is that I can only find, like, one or two jobs that I am seriously qualified for in a given week. And, like, one of those jobs, at least, is a job that only requires no previous experience and a high school diploma. Not me, I got no certificates under my belt, because, one, I don't have the time nor the money to go get certified, because that's an expensive process. And, it doesn't help that I'm paying rent at my parents' place, and that I'm giving my sweetie some money a month to help with the bills, you know? Because, hey, I'm living there too, you know? I'm actually living more at my girl's place than I am at my parents', you know? I stop by my parents' every now and then to either grab something or to work with my computer on something, you know? And so, yeah. So today, I'm sorry, well, let's go back to last night, okay? Let's just give you a little bit of backstory here. Last night, when my girlfriend was making a call to her cousin, or vice versa, they must have been talking about something personal. I couldn't hear the conversation. And then I get a call from my good buddy that I used to work with at my last job. So I, like, oh crap, you know, because my phone's going off, and I don't want the phone to interfere with my girlfriend's conversation, because technically I'm not even supposed to be around, you know, to be even anywhere near the conversation, you know. So I'm trying to keep quiet, and then so I silence my phone. And then the guy leaves a voicemail, and my voicemail chimes. And I'm like, ah, shit. I mean, god damn it. You know, I'm trying to stay quiet and shit, and, you know. And then I get a text, so that doesn't help either. But no, it was a buddy of mine with a job lead, you know. And so, I'll quick call up this number, you know. I speak to a lady, you know, and tell her what I've done for the past, you know, 9 years, you know, as far as IT services. And, yeah, I'm going through all my stuff, you know, and she's telling me that she doesn't have anything exactly for me now, but there's this one data entry position that might be good to get me in the job market for at least a month, you know? And so I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm interested. You know, because work is work, you know? And I'll be making a little bit more than what I do for unemployment. But at least I'll be making money, you know? I'll actually be working. I'll actually have something to do during the day. Which is nice, you know? You want something to do, you know? Because unemployment sucks. Seriously, you know, there's only so much video games that you can do, so much anything, you know. I mean, not only that, but I'm also helping my girlfriend cook, I'm helping her clean, I'm helping her, you know, grocery shop, I'm helping her do this, I'm helping her do that, you know. Not saying my girlfriend's needy, but, you know, I like to help. Yeah. But, yeah. Make a long story short, unemployment sucks. Because one, you have to spend on a limited budget, which there's like so many things I want, you know, so many games, so many movies, certain gadgets, you know. Like, I'm gonna get like one of the new Kindles that came out, you know, the paper white. I mean, those have exactly, the paper white is actually exactly what I want in an e-reader, you know. Not to mention, I already have Kindle books already that I can load onto this thing, so it's not going to be a big deal. So hopefully I get that for Christmas or birthday. If not, you know, there's plenty of other stuff on my wish list for that. So yeah. Anyways. So yeah, she schedules today a get to know you interview just before the interview for the data entry position, you know? So I had my girlfriend drop me off early in the morning so I can use my car. And basically I gotta stall at my parents' place for a while until like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So from 8 to 5, since early in the morning to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I have to find shit to do, you know. So I kill the time by you know, watching movies and, you know, going through and editing. Well, I'm touching up these photos that I took at the House of the Rock. Yeah, I took over 638 photos. Yeah, it's a lot. So you can imagine, I've been working on that for quite a while. And I gotta say that, for the most part, iPhone takes some pretty darn good pictures. It's just, it's not enough camera for me. That's another thing I want for Christmas, but I probably will never get the kind of camera that I want for my birthday or Christmas, because it's too damn expensive, and eventually I'm going to have to just bump man up and save some money up and pay for it, you know. But yeah, you know, certain photos are shaky, certain photos are blurry, certain photos, you know, are, how else was it, too dark, you know. There's only so much you can do in Photoshop, you know, to get the photos enhanced and whatever. And I swear to God, you know, I try my best. Now, auto color, auto level, and auto contrast, and shadow, or, yeah, auto contrast or something like that. And just recently, you know, I started doing the exposure, which actually helped out a little bit, you know, for like those extremely dark photos. The bad part is that the iPhone doesn't come with a better camera than an 8 megapixel camera. There are better pictures on the market for cheaper than the iPhone, which, frankly, to me, it's ridiculous. But what are you gonna do? You do what you can, you deal with what you can, and move on. Like the iPhone, because it's convenient, but a lot of features left out. And that's another thing that's bugging me too, you know, that, yeah, this new iPhone 6 software. Yeah, you can take panoramic photos. Great. But then take away YouTube. So you have to re-download YouTube. Blah, 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 blah. You know. And now I hear that they're having a tiff with Google. So supposedly Google Maps isn't working now on the iPhone. Why can't we all just fucking get along and get fucking technology working? You know? I mean, fucking A, you know? The iPhone could be, like, the top phone system if it actually took the time to, well, one, pull its head out of its ass and, you know, get Flash on there, get YouTube back on there, and, you know, a fucking better camera on top of it all. But yeah, I digress. It's the phone I work with. So fuck everything else. And hopefully I'm going down the right road. Anyways, enough of a tangent. So yeah, get to the other meeting. Jeez. What a long tangent, huh? So yeah, we get together meeting, which my GPS happens to take me all the way around Waukesha just to get to Brookfield. When I know how to get to Brookfield, I should have just taken my way and went straight to Brookfield. could have been there about half an hour early. No, no, it takes me all the way around this one highway, which could take me directly there, you know. DPS. That's another thing I gotta get. Anywho, call this Scatterbrain Theater. Because that's essentially what I am, Scatterbrain. Anyways, squirrel up. But yeah, anyways. So yeah, GPS takes me all around, you know, like almost half an hour out of my way, because there's no way that was a shorter distance. Anywho, I get there, I finally arrive, you know, and go up to the second floor. Okay, that's where it is. Hi, I'm here to meet blah, blah, blah. Okay, we'll just wait a moment. We'll call her in. Or call her out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She rings me in. She tells me, well, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, the dead entry job was filled earlier this morning. So I'm like, fuck. What fuck? So yeah, she takes down my preferences of what I want to do, you know, and stuff, and then she, you know, gives me pointers on my resume, you know. Now, somehow, I don't know how this happened. Some harebrained thing happened in my brain where I listed one job on there twice, once on the end, once on the beginning. You know, I kind of felt stupid. Because I know the list, you know, my latest job to my my nearest job to my, well, far back as I can remember job, whatever, you know. I mean, it's fucking bullshit. Why did I say fucking bullshit? What's fucking bullshit? I'm confused. Okay, anyways. But yeah. So that was happening on the resume. And then, these things for, like, personality. Yeah, she told me, get the fuck out of there. Get the fuck out of there, you know? It's not necessary, you know. Okay, great. This is fantastic, you know. They're telling me about this because I thought that was important because that's what came in the template. No, no. Sorry. Not. Okay, good. Good deal. What next? Man, she points out that I should be, like, listing my job responsibilities on under each category, you know, which, hey, you know what, that's actually a good idea, you know. I'm surprised I didn't think of that. Oh yeah, because it wasn't on the freaking template. So because it wasn't on the freaking template, I didn't put it on there. Well, now I know. Okay, and here's another thing, tip for you fellow IT people that don't know how to write your own resume. If you know any software, by the way, I didn't know this, that you've worked with, you put on that resume. I'm like, you sure? Because I was taught that I was supposed to put so much on it. No, there is no such thing as a one-page resume anymore. Okay, fine. Yeah. Oh. So then I gotta go update my resume and submit it to her real quick, so that way I can fucking get shit done and get a fucking job. You know? I mean, hell, folks. I want a fucking job. I swear to God, I don't want to sit on my ass all day. Sitting on my ass all day is making me nervous. And I don't like getting dressed up, driving halfway across town, just for, like, what, 5-minute interview? and say, okay, have a safe ride home. Thank you. Fuck you. I mean, really?
Buffy gave me her card. She's very cute, too, you know?
Yeah, if I wasn't dating who I was dating, you know? If I've never met who I'm dating right now, I'd probably take a run at this girl, you know? But you know what? I respect my girl too much to try that shit. But yeah, you know, I've been trying to watch some TV to get ideas for, you know, what I want to talk about and stuff. It's just, it's not really in the cards right now. But yeah, we'll talk more about this later. So, catch you in a bit. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the No Sense Podcast, the impromptu No Sense Podcast. Hey, well, since I recorded that, I actually had to listen again and take some show notes. But yeah, lately I've been focusing my efforts on this one game known by the name of Demon's Souls. It was a game made in 2009. Essentially, you play a certain warrior of your choice, right? Either be a thief, magician, knight, wanderer, blah, 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 blah. Choose your character stats and all that, and basically you go through these levels to essentially go kill demons, you know, and work up to kill demons. And the game has just been so freaking addicting. I mean, I kid you not, folks. I mean, there's so much stuff to do in it, you know. I mean, I've been able to level up my character, you know. I've been able to upgrade my weapons. And I've been getting everything moving, you know. And I was just looking up on how to kill this one dragon god, whatever. Yeah, and yeah, the funny thing is with that is that it tells me that I could have taken this one demon soul, which I used just for the soul number, to this one blacksmith in this one level, so further update my weapons. Oh my god. And I've gone through, so far already, I've killed like 5 demons at least. And, oh, this is just not making it easier at all. I mean, oh my god. So, let's start all over again. I'm making my way through the different levels right now and just trying my best to get things moving, you know. It's like, wow. I mean, but yeah, I mean, this is for the PS3. The graphics are there. And, you know, I love, you know, how they always make it so challenging for you, you know. It's so addicting, you know. It's a nice RPG, and it has high ratings. It already has a greatest hits version of it, you know. Well, basically, it's just a different box, but whatever, yeah. But yeah, I mean, and I gotta give props to my friend Andy that I know from the Don Drew show that he actually, well, he's not from the Don Drew show, he's from the community of the Don Drew show. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, he's given me plentiful suggestions for games and stuff, you know, because he keeps track of them more than I do. Which is cool, you know. Hey, you know, sometimes I don't have time to do it, and well, lately I've been having too much time. Now, the funny thing is, I bought this game like a year ago, and yet I didn't really do anything with it until as of recently.
You know, when my girlfriend's nephew asked if we could play it, you know, I'm like, yeah, sure, we'll give it a shot, you know, let him go through it, you know. You know, as we went, I'm like, oh, I could do this, you know. First time I went through, you know, I just was like dying left and right, you know, and stuff, and oh man. It was addicting, you know. You had to do it. You had to get it done. You know, you had to keep going at it. I mean, it's kind of like life, you know. You can't give up on life. You got to give it a chance. You got to take the time, look at it, and get shit done, you know. I mean, the same thing is with, you know, okay, I won't go back into the conversation about getting a fucking job, but yeah, I would say that would probably factor a little bit into it. So, yeah, not much has really happened, you know. I bought The Amazing Spider-Man, which I didn't really get to watch all the way through because the nephew was going to sleep and stuff. And we had to turn it all the way down. We had to put closed captioning on, which you don't get the same effect, you know. So that's the one movie I'll have to watch again. But what was really cool is that I had bought this gift pack from Walmart, you know. And swear to God, it comes with like this Spider-Man mask DVD case. And in this DVD case, it's supposed to have like one bonus disc. Oh, cool. I love limited edition stuff. Here's the kicker. It also had a second bonus disc in there. Now, I'm not sure if that's in there by accident or if it's, hey, friend, you want one? But yeah, it's very, very cool, you know. Oh, I just started talking like a dork. I hate that. So, anywho, so it's getting close to Thanksgiving and my 1 year anniversary with my current girlfriend, which I gotta say has been quite blissful for this whole year that I've been with her, you know. And I couldn't choose a better girl for it, you know. I'm happy, you know. To explain it a little bit better, is that, you know, there are girls, you know, that, yeah, you'll date, you know, and those things about them that you don't like, you know, and stuff. This one, you know, I've been with her almost a year, you know, and I have no problem with her whatsoever. I mean, we don't even really fight. I mean, we've never had a shouting fight forever, you know. We never did that, you know. It's always been, hey, I'm upfront about this. Hey, I'm talking it out, you know. And that's what a relationship should be. It should be communication. It should be just talking things, making things work. I mean, if you can't make it work, why are you with them? So, yeah, I don't know if you guys are fans of Pop-Tarts or not, but interestingly is that the gingerbread ones actually have little pictures of them. Oh, weird, huh? Yeah, I'm going to pause you guys for just a minute here. Oh, yes, and for those of you that haven't, you know, checked out the news, I've been under a rock for the past, oh, I don't know how long, Election Day came and went. Apparently, Obama won again. Now, I'm not even going to get in real deep discussion about it, simply because I'm not political, and frankly speaking, I just don't care. I mean, no matter who's going to get elected, it's always going to be an asshole. They're not going to come through on their promises. And they're out to make your life a living hell. So, I say fuck that. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, the Nintendo Freak, a.k.a. Richard W. If you'd like to leave me an audio comment, please dial 1-510-473-725. That's 1-510-47-FREAK. Or if you'd like to drop me an email instead, you can email me at tnfreak@gmail.com. That's the email I'm not supposed to put out, so please don't email that. Email me at nocentspod@gmail.com. That email, nocentspod@gmail.com, forwards on to my other email. But I would still like to keep the emails somewhat separate, you know. Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. Now, if that should not be the case, you know, where you can't find ncpod.net, it's possibility that the domain had been bought out by somebody else, or I couldn't pay the renewal fee, because it's up this year. So, if I can't keep it, I'll give you guys the new address as soon as I remember what it was. It's probably like tnftv.blogspot.com or tnftv1.blogspot.com, I think. Anyways, if I find it, I'll put it in the show notes. Alright, talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. Later.